to positions of increased responsibility and leadership. When the time was right, I did move on. Rich had sold his business, and I eventually chose to accept a more substantial leadership role with Deloitte in Portland. 2 years later, I chose to move again, this time to Los Angeles, to become managing partner of what was then Deloitte's second-largest region. Although my path to senior leadership was unorthodox, it was absolutely the right path for me to take. And I did make it all the way to chairman. What I discovered along the way was another self-imposed rule, but this one I will always follow. If I am to lead others effectively, I must first practice the self-leadership of being true to myself. Break Your Own Rules is a book about women being true to themselves at every stage of their journey. By understanding the thinking that can entangle us in webs of our own making. This book identifies the self-defeating patterns of thought that burden so many women today, and articulates new approaches that can help women break free to pursue the exciting opportunities of tomorrow. The research conducted by its authors reveals thought-provoking findings born from years of experience. Before establishing the successful leadership consulting firm that bears their names, Jill Flynn, Catherine Heath, and Mary Davis Holt navigated their own paths to the C-suites and boardrooms of leading corporations. And once they arrived there, they excelled. For many years, Deloitte has asked Flynn Heath Holt Leadership to share with our aspiring women leaders what its founders have learned from their experiences. The feedback from that training, as well as the results, have been impressive. I am confident that the thinking to be found in the chapters that follow will enable many more women to take their rightful place as senior leaders. Like glass ceilings, old rules that limit women were made to be broken. This book will show you how, with thoughtfulness, insight, and resolve. May 2011, Sharon Allen, Chairman of the Board, Deloitte LLP. Chapter 1, Our Vision. We have a dream. It is a big vision. It is a leap, and it is audacious. We want to see women make up at least 30% of the top leadership positions in corporate America within the next 10 years. We believe that 30% will be a tipping point. When 30% of corporate leaders are women, the goals and direction of corporate America will change. The old rules will be shattered. America's corporations will be better led, and everyone will benefit. This is the vision we're pushing toward each and every day. This book is the culmination of what we've learned over the last decade spent coaching thousands of women executives. It debunks the faulty assumptions that limit many of you as women, and it introduces a new set of rules to help you adopt thoughts and actions that are conducive to power. Using research we've conducted over a multi-year period and the patterns we've identified through coaching high-potential women, we'll tell you how to improve your odds of success at the highest levels of leadership by thinking differently and breaking your own rules. We have a way to go before our vision becomes a reality. Despite the positive impact women leaders have on corporate performance, very few of us hold the top slots in major organizations. As of now, there are just 13 women CEOs steering Fortune 500 companies. That translates to less than a lowly 3%. And the number hasn't risen in recent years. For each new woman who enters Fortune's list, another falls off. This is a kick in the gut, considering that women not only outnumber men as a percentage of the total workforce, but also earn more undergraduate and graduate degrees than men. And then there is the matter of take-home pay. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, women's wages came in at about 79% of men's